Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Good Screen Podcast. My name is Russell.
My name is Lauren.
I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
I went to the gym this morning.
And then you just ate a big breakfast.
And then I ate breakfast, and I'm a little tired. I'm a little hot.
It's nap time. Crack open the window.
Yeah, there we go. Crack open the window.
There you go.
Hey, Lauren, it's spring.
Sure.
Spring has sprung.
It's 35 degrees out. It's spring. It's
35 degrees out. It's wonderful weather.
That's 35 degrees Fahrenheit, Skyward, not Celsius. Yeah. That would be insane.
Yeah. We'd be cooking.
Mmm.
Lauren, we watched some stuff.
We sure did.
We did. But before we get into that, speaking of Skyward, we do have a comment
Yay!
On YouTube from our longtime listener, Skyward. Last week I mentioned that I was watching, or I was going to watch Smallville.
Yes.
And he said he loved Smallville, and he watched it all through high school with his mom, and he really hopes that we do it for the podcast one day. I've not watched enough of Smallville to do it for the podcast one day. However, I will give you my impressions of the first two episodes before we go into what you've been enjoying on the good screen.
That's fine.
Just for Skyward. Just, yeah. You know, right
off
the bat.
I'll also say, like, similar to Skyward, my mom watched it a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it with her, but I definitely saw it on the TV, you
What's
know
up
what
with
I mean?
Moms in Smallville? Superman.
I'll show you something about Superman. It's not small. It's his muscles.
His muscles are big.
His muscles are big.
Skyward, I watched the first two episodes of Smallville, and I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a breath of fresh air. Because we have all, you know, we have so many superhero shows. It was nice to see, like,
this was pre-MCU.
Right. It was before everything had to be connected and everything. And I'm sure there is some sort of, it was on for, like, I think 9 seasons.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it has a little bit of overlap with, like, the rising of, like, superhero stuff and mm-hmm. whatever. But talk about, like, a nice little time capsule of the early 2000s.
Do you think that Amy Fleming watched Smallville?
Maybe.
Or did they get that in Canada?
Probably. Canada. I mean, Canada? Yeah, probably. But either way, I don't think she watched any TV. She's so dedicated to her horses.
Yeah, I think they make mention that they don't really have cable. They just have, like, local channels.
Yeah, they don't get Smallville. Sorry.
Oh, poop. That would have been so cool.
But either way, nice time capsule. Strangely similar to the style of, I mean, at this point, at least in the early episodes, the style of Smallville. Where you have someone who, well, actually has superpowers, like Amy from Heartland might have superpowers, but Superman definitely, he's an alien. And
yeah.
Let me tell you, if you watch this show, you sit down and watch it,
mm-hmm.
And you aren't like, I'm watching the whole thing after like the first 5 minutes of it.
Yeah.
It is incredible. We might have to like cut a little bit out here. I'm going to show you how the show starts. So this is pretty much how it starts. Like, there's your mom and dad.
Oh, shit. This is some World War shit. Oh! Oh, my God! They just got exploded.
Look at his, like, hands on his hips.
That's good.
Wow. I'll probably keep that part
So they're dead?
Yeah, and that's, like, how the show starts. And then it's, like, 10 years later or whatever, and Superman's in high school.
Is that little girl Lois Lane or something?
Lana Lang.
Lana Lang?
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. And I think Lois is in the show later.
Who the fuck is Lana Lang?
Yeah, talk about having, like, a rhyming convention you like as a male in a woman. What if we broke up?
It's just alliteration, Russell.
Yeah, I know. What if we broke up and the next woman's name that I dated was like Gorin Gabor, and she was also like an alien from Planet X.
You know what? I would be mad. Get that alien tag.
She looked just like you, but she was a different like
breed.
Breed, I guess. An alien. She was an
She's
alien.
Just built different.
But no, I really do like Smallville. I will watch it. The DVD that we got from the library was kind of poopy. Like
it's a DVD from probably literally.
Yeah, it was probably like an original run DVD. Yeah. So, and it was probably used heavily. So, I'm probably just going to get it on Blu-ray one day and binge watch the
whole series. We can probably find it at, like, a thrift store or
something. Oh, yeah, definitely. That, too. But, yes, Smallville, very good. Mm-hmm. So, sorry to start out with that huge amount of stuff.
You're fine. I don't care.
Lauren, what have you been enjoying on the good screen?
Kind of a lot.
Okay. Narrow down to what you really like, because we don't have much time today.
What? No, we have time.
Oh, we have time? Okay. Yeah. All right, tell me everything you like on the good screen, and I will quiz you on it.
Okay, I did watch season 3 of True Detective.
You did. How did you like that?
I liked it a lot. It was very much a return to form.
Yes.
And they also did make mention of the first season in this season.
A little more, or just, like, Easter eggy?
Just Easter eggy, like, yeah, this thing also happened, so okay. What if something like this is going on here? Ooh. And then showed Matt McConaughey and Woody, what's his name, on the screen?
Woody Harrelson. You can never remember his name.
I always want to say Woodpecker.
Woody Woodpecker?
Yeah.
Woodrow Woodpecker.
Yes.
What's the Latin for woodpecker? Anyway, so tell me a little more about True Detective season 3.
It was very good. I really like the storytelling conventions that it used. Mm-hmm. Basically, the main detective guy... Shit, I can't remember his name now.
Okay. That's okay. We only started writing stuff down
after
you started watching it.
Well, I also binged it, so... Okay. He is kind of telling the story from the future, like as an old man with memory problems. He's being interviewed for the show about his most infamous case that he worked on.
Oh, that's weird.
And it's bringing back a lot of memories for him. And as he's remembering those things, he's realizing, like, there's stuff that we didn't do. Mm. So he goes and, like, finds his old partner, or his son helps him find his old partner.
Yeah.
And they figure the case out when they're, like, 80-year-old men.
Wow, this is, like... strangely appropriate for our main feature today. Exactly. Our feature presentation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. it's very good. I still haven't watched season 2. I don't know if I'm going to. It's just not...
You just don't want to give Vince Vaughn a chance.
No, I gave it a chance with the first 2 episodes. It didn't grasp me.
Okay.
You know?
What if, like, aliens come down?
No. Even the 4th season, it didn't turn out to be supernatural.
What if Goran Gabor comes down from space, Lauren?
If Goran Gabor comes down from space, I'm going to give her a kiss on the lips.
What if that disrupts the timeline because she's actually you from a parallel world?
That'd be insane.
And then, like...
It'd be worth it.
Okay. By the way, the Latin for woodpecker is picus. So he'd be Woodrow Pickus.
Woodrow Pickus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would be his...
Woodrow Pickman?
Woodrow Pickman. What else have you been... You said you were enjoying a few more things. What else have you been enjoying on the good screen, Lauren?
Still the same 3 anime, although I haven't watched the most recent episode of Apothecary Diaries.
Okay.
Delicious Dungeon.
Dungeon Meishi.
Dungeon Meishi is crazy good right now. There's crazy things going on. I want to read the manga. Because apparently the manga gets... zany, but, like, in a really good storytelling way.
Okay.
Like, a lot of messed up shit happens, but they're also still cooking food.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What if they, like, defeat the big bad guy? I guess it's the dragon, right?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they already did that?
Yeah, that happened in the episode last week.
Oh. Did they cook it?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
They did end up cooking it in the second part of that episode.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, go on.
Freerun season 1 is over. I just watched the last episode before we came and sat down.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the rest of it. I also want to get the manga for that.
I want to either read it or watch it. I'd probably read it, honestly.
I'd like to read it.
Yeah.
And then Stardew Valley.
Yes, let's talk about a game, okay.
Yeah, let's feature a game for a moment because it's just permeated my life. Once again, the cycle continues.
There's a big update.
There's a huge update. Mm-hmm. Update 1.6. They are going to be making a new guidebook.
That's awesome.
I am going to buy it. Just a huge content update.
Yeah.
Not quite as big as 1.5 was. But
that you know of.
That I know of.
Maybe there's a little secret.
I mean, there's lots of new secrets.
Okay.
There's lots of new events. Like, there was just a trout derby. That was really cool.
That's cool.
Where you catch rainbow trout for 2 days, and you get these tickets that are on some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they get you cool prizes.
Okay.
There's lots of cool new, like, mystery, like, rare secret events. Like, I just got one where, there's, like, this green rain that comes over the town. And one of the new things is moss growing on trees.
Yeah, I was getting moss when I was cutting down trees. Mm-hmm. So maybe I did get the update in my current save.
Oh, yeah. Probably then.
I just can't drink the mayonnaise for some reason.
You definitely
It wasn't
can.
Letting me.
You just right-click and it says, do you want to eat this?
Maybe, I don't know.
Glug, glug, glug.
Yeah, some moss.
Moss. And then these, like, weird trees grow when you get the fiddlehead ferns from them. There's new crops that you can only get. You can't buy the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
You can only. There's this new type of wiggly worm that instead of getting artifacts, you get seeds and it looks like grass.
Okay.
In the spring, the crop was. What was it? I'm blanking. In the summer, it was squash.
Okay.
That and the fall new. Is broccoli. Oh, the spring's carrots.
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 Oh, you know what? Duh.
Yeah.
The only thing they seem to be missing. And broccoli, I guess. That's awesome.
Yeah. There's another one, but I haven't found it yet. And then there's a new Hulk type of farm where you start out with a coop and two chickens.
Yeah. How do you like that?
I like it. Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to make money quickly.
Yes.
Because chickens, you know, with mayonnaise and
making
everything.
Mayonnaise is good money.
Mm-hmm.
My chickens got to full hearts, like, by the end of summer. Mm-hmm. It's year one, so.
Just gotta click them.
Mm-hmm. Just gotta click them and let them outside. And there's also this new blue grass that grows
mm-hmm.
on this special farm that animals really dig.
Cool.
And I also just got a barn with some cows. Their names are Otis and Silo.
Otis.
And yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot. One might say I'm once again obsessed.
You've been playing it on your laptop.
It's been quite a while since I binged Stardew for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
It's time. It's time to do it again.
And you were playing it. Well, you played a little bit with Lila.
I did play a bit
with
Lila.
How did that go?
It went good. She hasn't really played much before on her own.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to sit down and, like, explain it to her because she was like, I started playing once, but I just didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And it is very much a game that's, like, show, not tell.
Yeah, and I like that about it. Like,
you have to figure it out.
You kept telling me to use the guide, and I was like, I'm going to fuck up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I did. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't, like, fuck up. But you can't mess up in the game.
Not really, no.
But you can, like, not do something and have to wait a year.
Yeah.
Which might seem discouraging to some people, but also
there's
just
so much to
keep
do.
Playing the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just don't forget about it later.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun playing with Lila. We started a co-op farm.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I'll be playing with her again sometime soon.
Yeah. Very cool.
Very cool.
That's pretty much all the stuff?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about games, I'll start out with a game for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been holding it off for the podcast because we were thinking about doing a gaming one, but we were busy. Like, we went away last weekend. I think we would have done it then if we were at home, probably. Mm-hmm. I've been playing Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Mm-hmm.
I played up to leaving Midgar in the original Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
And I really liked it. And I was like, I'll just play the remake now.
You were not prepared.
90% of the remake, I loved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was really good. I like what they added.
Mm-hmm.
There were some strange parts at the end that it just was like, this kind of, they're trying to milk this out a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they're trying to get 30-hour games out of a third of the game.
Yeah, so and
which, they're doing very well.
They did pretty well for the most part. Like, there's definitely characters that they're introducing in Remake that show up in Rebirth, which is the one that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
And even some, like, super minor characters, like, the in-owners and stuff like that, they make, like, important to the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that. The character performances are all really good.
Yeah.
And the gameplay is fun. I kind of sucked at it, but I put on easy. And then it was too easy, so I don't really understand about that. But either way. I finished that, and I liked it. And mm-hmm. I started just yesterday, because I took a little bit of a break. I started playing Rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly the same. I feel like it's more open-ended. And I don't think I told you about this yet, but I got to the open area.
Okay.
Or one of the open areas.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, the smaller open area, which is concerning. And
is it really big?
It's not, like, big. It's just, like, it turned into an Ubisoft game, like, very quickly.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh.
Boobisoft.
So, they even kind of, or, like, it wants to be too many things, I think.
It wants to be a lot.
It wants to be a lot, and that's fine. I mean, I spent a lot of money on the game. Might as well get my money's worth mm-hmm. out of it. Games are expensive. But, like, it seems like there's less of a... Like, there was... Towards the end of the first one, there was less of a focus as to what was going on, although you were, consistently, making your way through the story.
Yeah.
This one, like, you get out to the open area. It does, like, the Breath of the Wild, like, seeing the world for the first time, even though you were in a town before, so how did you get there? Well, it was dark. And everyone's like, wow, the world is so green and lush, it's not dying. And Red 13's like, actually, it's holding on for dear life.
Yeah.
And Aerith is just like, oh.
And does that make me a dumbass?
Yeah. And you go around, like, the open world, and it's fine. Like, you collect stuff. They added crafting, and they added another thing for, like, skill points. And they made everything better and, like, clearly used modern game stuff that's popular to make their game better. Yeah. Whereas, like, the original also used, like it at times it felt like an Uncharted game or, like, mm-hmm. Like they wanted to be something else. Or, like, kind of show, like, this is where games are now, so we're gonna, make our action role-playing game similar to, an action set-piece game, like Uncharted or, like, The Last of Us or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This one's like, okay, well, open world games are really popular too, so we're going to make it just like Assassin's Creed. Or Breath of the Wild. Like, there's this kid...
I mean, Assassin's Creed games do look like fun. I haven't played one since I was a kid, but...
I feel like you would strangely like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
But I don't give that company a cent of my money. Either way, so you go in the open world and there's stuff to collect for crafting, craft potions and stuff. You had to put cushions on benches out in the overworld to heal, because they're you would heal on benches in the first game.
Yeah.
And then, but, like, the ones in the open world are from the Republic, and they're all weathered and beaten down.
Oh.
And you had to, like, put a cushion on it, which is weird and
that's cute.
A little unnecessary. It kind of, like, but, like, at the same time, like, you would have to buy tents to, like, heal in the overworld in, like, the old Final Fantasy games. So, like. I guess it makes sense. Like, that's, similar
thing. Do you have to buy the cushions?
You can craft them.
Oh, okay.
Or you can buy them. You get, like, 5 to start. There's a card game. What else is there? There's also, like, everything's improved upon, but, like, there's just... It's a little overwhelming, and I'm not, like, the biggest fan of open-world games.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and you can probably just, like, run through it either way. But I want to, like, see everything. I want to, like... do everything, but fucking Chadley, this little robot boy created by Hojo, shows up and he's like, hey, I have my VR thing. You can do all these battles and you can get materia and experience and summons and stuff, just like in the first game. But there were only a few in the first game.
Yeah.
And now there's like, I open up the VR thing like 4 hours into the game and there's like VR missions tutorializing how to use each character 4 hours into the fucking game, and I'm like, what is going on here? And then he's like, oh, also you can like activate these towers and it'll show you optional objectives in the map. And I'm like, okay, this is an Ubisoft game now. I'm gonna be playing this game for like 4 months, so like I will probably never talk about it until I beat it again, but mm-hmm. like it's a lot, and it's just like a lot of stuff came out and there's a lot of other things I'd like to do. Personally, like, games are not like I kind of like last night I almost just turned it off and played Pikmin 4.
Yeah, turn your brain off.
Yeah, turn my ball. I mean, use my brain in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
That I would say Final Fantasy 7 was like brain turned off, but also like sensory overload.
Yeah.
But it's very fun. Either way, it's impressive that they managed to make such a big game.
Yeah.
Which is cool. So that's the game I've been enjoying.
That's awesome.
And I went, and as for other things on the good screen, and I guess you watched most of it with me, too. I watched a TV show. A whole TV show.
Yeah.
In a week.
You watched the first 2 episodes on your own, you caught me up to speed, mm-hmm. and we watched the rest together.
Yeah, I watched Mayor of Easttown.
Yeah.
It takes place
in our backyard.
It does not take place in our backyard. It takes place about an hour away from where we live.
That, Russell, this is America. That's basically our backyard.
That is basically our backyard.
They go to Wawa, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's very silly. It's not very silly.
No, it is very serious.
Yeah, but it's a TV series on HBO. Released in 2021, but judging by
it was filmed before
then. It was definitely filmed in like at least 2018, early 2019 at the least.
Because they had the old cups and inspection stickers all said 19.
Yeah, the first thing that made me realize that it was at least 2019, early 2019, was the fucking the Wawa redesigned their cups.
Yeah.
In I think 2019, and they had the brown and red Wawa cups, mostly brown Wawa cups, and I was like, "What's going on here?"
Yeah.
So yeah, strange.
We never saw them at a Wawa though.
They never went into the Wawa.
They probably didn't get rights to film in a Wawa.
Yeah, but that's not what this story is about. Mare of Easttown is a story of a small town detective with a complicated family who is tasked with investigating a murder while juggling her some heavy family stuff, to say the least.
Yeah.
That's how it starts. What?
You have like a weird little. There, you got it.
I got it. Okay. Something in my mouth. Mm-hmm. So, it stars Mare, who's Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
From Titanic.
Yeah.
And other stuff.
I kind of recognized her at first, but yeah. I was like, who is this?
Yeah.
But it's Kate Winslet. Yeah. You would never know.
And Evan Peters, which I think was her detective partner.
Yeah, what was his name? Zaru?
I forget.
I
didn't write it down.
Colin. I know his first name was Colin.
Colin. Let's just say Colin.
I don't like him as an actor.
Yeah.
I don't like his performances.
But he did well in this one.
He definitely gave the awkward, I like MILFs vibe, but...
He's a silly guy.
Yeah. I don't like that actor. I liked him in American Horror Story, but that's probably the only performance that actually suited him.
Okay. Yeah, but the acting's phenomenal. Kate Winslet has, like, the Delco accent.
Yeah, she nailed that.
You would think that, like, yeah, you'd think that she, like, was from around here.
Yeah.
Like, that's really hard to do. I mean, it's very subtle. I don't really have it myself.
Apparently Lila has it. Did I tell you this story? She was on the phone with someone the other day.
Yeah, Lila does have it.
Yeah. And they were like, are you from either, like, this one part of Canada or Pennsylvania? She was like, what?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, you have an accent. She was like, no, I don't. And it's like, it's subtle. Lila, you do have an accent, but it is very subtle.
That's the thing, though. The Delco accent is subtle.
Yeah.
Until you accidentally say...
Use.
Or even like how I said say there.
Yeah.
It just...
A big part of the Delco accent is the,
A while.
Even if you don't have the accent... I never heard that before I moved here.
Okay.
Yeah. How people will say, like... Can I get you something a while?
Oh, okay. I think that's a Midwestern thing, too.
I never heard in Indiana.
Well, either way. Phenomenal job. You would never know she was in Titanic.
No. You would never would have known she's even British.
Whatever else.
She's from the British Reading.
Yeah.
She's not from the... I wonder if she went to Reading while she was filming here.
The story itself was very, like... It started out, and I was just very... This is... First of all, I will say, this is not my kind of show.
No, this is my kind of show.
This is your kind of show.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised when you told me you watched this, because this was all my things to watch after Sharp Objects.
Sharp Objects? Yeah, added it to the list, like, because you had... The only reason I started watching it, honestly, was because you were starting Sharp Objects, which I guess you're not going to talk about today.
Not yet.
And you left it on, and I had to stop it. No, like, you left it on.
Oh.
Like, sometimes on HBO, on our Apple TV... Like, if you just pause and turn it off and turn it back on, it'll just continue where it left off.
Oh.
And I turned it off and was like, hey, you might like Mare of Easttown. And I heard about it because someone, I forget his name or their name, whoever it was, on the Isha Gaming server. Ooh, throwback.
Jump scare.
They said that they were from that area and... If, you know, I've watched it, and I said no, and I was like, oh, you know what, I'll do it, I'll watch it, and wow, very good, but yeah, so the story, like, it starts out, like, there's a lot of stuff going on, like, there's a missing girl to begin with, and Kate Winslet's Mare, she, you know, can't find her, and that's, you know, while that's going on, like, another murder is being set up, like, in the same episode. And I thought it was a flashback to, like, how the girl went missing at first. And then I realized, I was like, oh, this is definitely the same time, because the events were kind of, like, intermingling a little bit. And then, like, it ends and, you know, she's dead, and you expect that. But every other ending of the every episode after that was just like
insane.
Who the fuck did this? Like every episode, you think it's someone else.
Yeah, even when we were watching the last episode, it wasn't even any longer than the other ones. There was just so much going on. It felt longer.
Very dense show.
Very dense, but it was like just when you think they got the guy.
Yeah. It's not the guy.
Intense 360.
And like one of the plot points is resolved like two episodes before it ends.
Yeah.
So like it's like, well, it leaves you thinking a lot, like, which honestly, like if I would have been watching this on a weekly basis back when it came out.
Oh, you would have gone insane.
I would have been like, this is, I would have been thinking about it all week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is like a good argument for like cable.
Yeah. Like, well, this did premiere on HBO, so it was coming out weekly.
It might have been, but it was also 2021, so they might have just threw it all on HBO Max.
I don't know. That was still, no, Game of Thrones had already ended. Never mind.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
I was going to say Game of Thrones was still premiering weekly, even on the app.
Yeah. But it was also good to see a nice homage or like good representation of, I mean, not everyone from that area is like kidnapping women and little girls and stuff.
It also wasn't actually, there is a township called East Town.
Yeah, there is.
It wasn't filmed in East Town though. It was filmed in surrounding townships.
Yeah, it was filmed in the town, I want to say, that guy from the Isha Gaming server was from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's why they liked it.
Huh.
But either way, very cool. I also wrote another thing down here.
I feel like it showed how beautiful Pennsylvania can be, too.
It also showed how
all of Pennsylvania is the same.
Yeah.
Any street, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Mayor's family situation is also, like, another big, like, how are they going to, you know, fix this hole in their life, basically. Mm-hmm. Because prior to the show starting, Mayor's son takes his own life,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of creates like a void. I don't know if it happened before. They probably said it somewhere, but like
it was like a year before the events.
A year before the events, and like I think it was before or after she divorced her husband. She's a single mom,
mm-hmm.
And his son had a son himself, so she had to take care of her grandson,
mm-hmm.
and all this stuff, and her family situation, and like how she. Especially in the beginning, how she reacts to, you know, trying to keep everything, like, under control for herself,
mm-hmm.
is very, like, not really, like, good. Let's just say that. Like,
not healthy.
She does some morally gray things, especially, like, closer to, like, the end of the middle of the series. But, mm-hmm. like, eventually, like, she finds the help she needs. She goes to therapy.
Yeah.
And also just kind of, like, there's a point in the show where like everything just sort of clicks for her, and she's put into situations where she has to basically, you know, react to a situation that scarred her,
mm-hmm.
In a more calming way, and that's when you know like she's getting better.
Yeah,
basically. But that's spoiling too much. Mm-hmm. And I really liked how they handled that. It felt very real.
Yeah.
Mare and her mom.
Oh my god, I love their relationship.
They I told Lauren while we were watching it, I was like, they remind me of my mom and my nana if they never found, like, Jesus. but truly, like
even with them having found Jesus, they're,
yeah,
like, quips and stuff.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, It was so fun. They live together, too. They both live together now.
Yeah, the grandma definitely reminds me a lot of your nana.
Yeah, the grandma reminded me of nana. I'll be telling her. I'm going to visit them later today, and I'll be telling her all about the show. I always look for, well, I don't always look for, I decided to search for a theme in the show, and I decided that the theme of the show was, had themes of, like, forgiveness, closure, and grief, and an overall therapy positive story.
Mm-hmm.
There was also, like, not to, you know, kind of debunk something for somebody who might be interested in watching this, there's also, like, a more positive light on organized religion, in a way.
In a way. It's definitely not like a, what's it called?
Like a, wow, look at that kitty diddler who's with the Catholic Church. Stuff like that. Like, you think it's going there, but it's not.
It's not advocating for the church, but it's just showing there are good people.
It's showing that there are good people. Even though, like, halfway through the series, you totally think it's definitely there.
Well, because if you put it in perspective, Pennsylvania is a very religious state.
It is.
There are a lot of religious people and churches and stuff, just because Pennsylvania's so old.
Yeah, and a lot of those people, like, I did IT support for a convent at one point, And yeah. they were the nice people on Earth. But, like, for every, like, one priest who touches kids and gets in the news, there's, like, thousands of
good priests.
Good priests and sisters and
yeah.
nuns and stuff like that. So, I don't know. Yeah, very good show. Wow. I definitely don't think I'll be seeking out stuff like this. Although, mm-hmm. I did read Sharp Objects, so...
Yeah, it's been a while. I'd enjoy watching it.
I'd probably enjoy watching it. It's probably good. All like click in place again.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's been almost, I guess, 10 years since I read it. So,
mm-hmm.
It's a short book though. But yeah, very good screen. This could have been its own episode.
Probably.
Yeah, even though we don't really do TV stuff as like our feature presentations.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was that's what I've been enjoying on the good screen. I feel like this has been going on for a while. We have a lot to say today.
I guess so.
We are really showing you that we're a 2-week podcast. We have a lot to talk about. And next week won't be any different, I'm sure. So
probably not.
Yeah. Going on a little TV binge. Wow. Okay, Lauren, let's go ahead and start talking about our future presentation. Our main event.
Oh, God.
The Notebook.
Ugh. This one was rough.
I haven't watched this movie since I've been in a committed relationship.
I never saw the whole thing all in one sitting, let alone the ending. I would catch it on like ABC Family.
Yeah.
That was it.
This is a classic.
I didn't even realize that there was the whole subplot
of like
them being old.
Yeah. So this is an older movie, so we're probably going to spoil a few things. If you haven't seen this movie, you... What? Like, it's always on, and, like, it's a classic.
Yeah.
Especially, like, if you're my age, like, you've probably seen it on, like, ABC Family or, like, Encore or something like that mm-hmm. on cable. But, yeah. Wow, what a movie. Going back to see it again. Yeah. I don't have any notes on, like, the production of it or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do any research.
I have plenty written down. Ironically, we started using notebooks to document our good screen stuff.
Yeah, well, I used to take notes
yeah.
when we would watch things, and then I kind of fell off just because then we were doing things weekly, and I just mm-hmm. wasn't able to keep up.
Yeah.
But now we're both noting.
Yeah. We're a twice-monthly podcast. Although, I guess, depending on the month, it could be thrice-monthly. Either way, we are noting down stuff, and I feel like our last segment was very concise because of that.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to keep doing it. We have these bright green notebooks,
mm-hmm.
perfect for the podcast. I almost got yellow. I should have got you yellow.
The green ones are fine. I need to put some stickers on mine so we can differentiate them.
Yeah. You didn't write down that much.
I was caught up.
You were caught up. All right, The Notebook released in 2003. It's starring Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams. Rachel McAdams was, for a long time, like, my Hollywood crush.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time. Ryan Gosling, I mean, he still is my Hollywood crush. Let's be real. This was, like, a breakout role for both of them. I can tell you that much off the top of my head.
Yeah.
It made, maybe more so Rachel McAdams at the time, but, like, eventually Ryan Gosling, like, household names yeah. in cinema. Ooh. All right, it's a classic love story set in the 1940s and 1950s in the American South.
Yes.
South Carolina. Typical boy meets rich, poor boy meets rich girl, and it's love at first sight. And although there are plenty of obstacles along the way, they inevitably fall in love. It's a textbook love story, but with a melancholy modern twist. That's God. What I wrote down.
Yeah, the twist is so... At the beginning of the movie, it starts off with this old man reading this old woman at a nursing yeah. home, and it kind of comes off across like it's some sort of like program or something.
Like it's just like The Princess Bride.
Yeah, just like The Princess Bride, Russell.
Yeah.
It's just like The Princess Bride. But so it frames the story as if he's just telling this woman this story, like this love mm-hmm. story, like almost like it's a novel.
Right.
But then it turns out that it's a notebook that the woman herself had written because the woman is Allie.
Yeah.
And he is...
Noah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say Josh.
Josh.
He is Noah.
Yeah.
And she wrote this story, like, she wrote all this down in her notebook.
Because
she has dementia.
So she would come back.
Yeah.
She said, so she would the come note back. In it was like, read this and I'll come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And she does.
She does, and he does this apparently a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the big twist, just right off the bat.
Yeah. And his goal is that their love will overcome her illness.
Right. And in a sense, I think he accomplished his goal.
Yeah.
But we'll go into that later on. What makes it good to you, Lauren?
I cried a lot.
You think that's good?
I could cry right now if I wanted to, thinking about it.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. You look like you need to sneeze.
Achoo.
I thought that it had some pretty good acting from Ryan and Rachel.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, they did a great job.
I loved the part... Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, I loved the whole theming of... Well, I guess there's still more to talk about. I'm kind of jumping here. Just the part that I liked was when Allie is torn between her new fiancé and going back to Noah.
Which is... He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing, like, he wasn't, like, abusive or anything. Which is, like, something I didn't pick up on the first time I saw it.
They would have had, like, a good marriage.
Yeah, it would have been fine.
And she even said it herself, like, the marriage with him would have been easy. Mm-hmm. The marriage with Noah would have been harder. But they both would have had to work for it and make it what they wanted.
Sure.
But I really liked how the mom reflected with Allie, like, something similar happened to me. Yeah. I had a summer love, but I was already in line to be married to your father. Mm-hmm. And I married your father, but I still miss my first love.
Yeah.
And so Allie took that and, like, sat with it and decided to go back to Noah.
Yeah.
So that she could pursue what she wanted now that she knew that her mom could relate to her. Because now this is, like, 6 years. This is when she was, like, 25.
Yeah.
Versus the story at first was when, like, she was 17.
17, yeah. So, I really liked how the story was told. I guess I should say what my favorite scene was.
Sure.
My favorite scene of the movie was when they were out on the river and it started to rain. Like, typical love story. They didn't get electrocuted. No. And then he was like, now I'm going to confront you about my letters that I sent you, which was super based of him to do.
Yeah.
And it was so dramatic. Like, that part is like, when I think of, like, a romance movie, I think of that scene. And then they make love. They don't even have sex. They make love.
Yeah.
And but before that, that's not, like, my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah.
But, like, just before that, like, that, like, the passion before the making of the love.
Yeah.
It's just very, very powerful. Very not real. Like, I can't imagine, like, keeping myself composed in a situation like that. First of all, I'd be too worried about, like, getting struck by lightning. But also, like, very... The most fairy tale, even though it was kind of like, why didn't you text me? Or, not text me. Why didn't you... why did I say text me?
I don't know.
Why didn't you...
Write
me back? And, like, stuff like that. But such a powerful part of the movie. Mm-hmm. Also, maybe the part of the movie where, like, they're, like, montaging their summer. That part was very cool, too.
Well, the thing with the letters was because his love for her was still so intense after.
Yeah. And then her mom took them all.
The mom was taking the letters. And she saved them all.
She saved them. That's when he knew the mom was on her side the whole time.
Yeah. But she just...
The dad was a dickhead.
The dad was kind of a dick. But you also have to put in perspective of the parents...
Yeah.
Are under the assumption that it is a summer love.
Yeah.
And she's only 17. Mm-hmm. And she has goals and aspirations and going to college. And, like, that's a big deal for a girl in the 40s to go to college.
Oh, yeah.
So they were protecting her.
Right.
But then it turns out that she still loved him after all that time.
I guess. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the storytelling narrative of this movie.
Of the...
I like the jump backs and stuff. And eventually, like, more is revealed. Like, oh, that's definitely her when, the kids come and stuff like that. And
that scene also made me really sad.
Yeah.
Because they're all sitting there and she's like, hello, strangers.
Yeah.
Goodbye, strangers. I was like, oh, my God.
It has probably the most iconic and maybe the most heartbreaking ending to a love story in film.
Yeah.
It's an oddly, like, modern twist on like romance. Like, nobody really thinks about the end.
The end.
So yeah. That was very cool.
Sure, Russell, that was so cool.
Yeah. it wasn't very cool. It was actually, like, very... It's a tough watch, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You look like you're about to cry already.
I am.
This movie is crazy. This movie does a number on men and women across the world.
I hope...
I did not remember it being so sad. And yeah. Again, like, the last time I saw this...
I've never seen the ending.
Yeah.
I didn't know to be prepared for something that sad.
Yeah, and the last time I saw this, I was pretty... like, I was, like, 17, maybe. So, like, maybe I just didn't, like...
Grasp it
as much. But, mm-hmm. like, this time I was, like... I was sitting there, like, making a face, and you were, like...
I was crying.
Crying. And,
try not to sob.
And I was, like... And I said something, like, man, I can, like, hear the theater when this was, like... first released right
I
now.
Hope they handed out like complimentary packs.
Yeah, like I can like, hear like sniffling and like bawling in the theater.
And then
like,
Russell looks over to me and I'm like trying not to
yeah,
bawl.
I look over, I'm like, oh. I was like, Lauren, have you never seen the end of this movie?
And I hadn't.
Yeah.
I'd only seen like the middle parts. I never even really noticed like the parts of the old versions telling the
yeah.
story. And then
it's kind of like me with the Truman Show where I missed the first part, like the first 10 minutes of the movie, and I was like, what is going on here? Why does that man come up to him on the beach? And then, like, halfway through the movie, they cut back to it. And I'm like, what? He's on a TV show?
Honestly, which, that makes it so much better.
Like, I was at my grandma's, and I was just like, I was about to leave. And, like, I'm like, Grandma, I had to stay. And it was on TV, so, like, it was even longer. And I was mm-hmm. like, I have to stay for this. She's like, oh, yeah, haven't you seen this movie? And I was like, no. But, wow.
So, like, as we were watching it, I thought that maybe there would be some medical miracle at the end, and she would, like, be out of her dimension fog or something.
But, like, you see it coming. Like, he's on heart medicine.
Yeah.
He has a heart attack.
He's had, like, 3 heart attacks.
Yeah, and he has another, like, at the end of the movie, and he recovers from it
mm-hmm.
with the power of love, and goes to her room, and just, they fall asleep forever together. Yeah, very, very touching story, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down the theme of this movie.
The theme is, if he wanted to, he would.
If he wanted to, he would.
Yeah, literally. He got her that damn house, and he fought for her. If he wanted to, he would.
I wrote down that the theme was always having a one true love and still pretty touching, although, the relationship itself was, like, a lot of rocks, bumps in the road.
Well, yeah, they even admitted that.
Yeah, they admitted it, but, like, it seemed a little chaotic through today's lens. Like, I don't know if I'd put up with that. Like, if you, like, yelled at me all the time. but.
I mean, there are couples that are like that.
There are couples that are like that.
Where they just fight a lot, but, yeah, but they still love each other.
Yeah. But either way, it's fine. And it also, like, set the stage for, like, a lot of other similar novels to become movies.
Yeah.
Specifically by Nicholas Sparks, who's the guy who wrote the book.
Oh, gosh. Nicholas Sparks' movies started popping off like crazy after this one.
None of them reached, like, this height. Even the 9/11 one. Like, that wasn't
the one with Robert Pattinson?
Yeah. That wasn't as shocking as, like,
the ending
Remember of
this Me?
Movie. Even though, yeah, Remember Me? Like,
Was My Sister's Keeper a Nicholas Sparks book?
I'm not sure.
I think it fits in the same, like, era, though.
Dear John was.
I never saw Dear John.
Miley Cyrus. I think it was Miley Cyrus and Channing Tatum.
That's
big
insane.
High school movie. Big
I know.
High school movie.
I never saw that one.
As in, like, people, when I was in high school, that was really big. Anyway,
yeah.
Let's shift the tone a little bit. I wrote down a list of times when Noah was based.
Okay.
Okay.
You're just going to describe the whole movie.
Yeah, the whole movie. First instance was... Oh, you know what? This one might be, like, actually my favorite scene in the movie.
Okay.
Like, from, like, a... This is kind of cool part. When he climbed the Ferris wheel at the beginning to ask her out on a date.
That was unhinged.
Yeah, and he threatened to jump off. And she's like, I'll go out with you. And, like, that's where the chaos started, like...
Yeah.
And then she pantses him.
Also, there were no handrails?
Yeah, it was the 40s.
Crazy.
We were still learning. They didn't have the money for the Department of Health and Safety yet.
I also don't think people were as stupid back then.
Yeah, people weren't as stupid back then. Although, Noah was pretty stupid for doing that.
Noah was an 18-year-old boy.
Yeah, he was also pretty based.
Yeah.
Another instance of Noah being based was jumping over a row of seats in the theater just to sit next to Allie and just stare at her.
That was awesome.
That was a little weird, but that was also awesome. Funny. Yeah. Lying down the street to demonstrate how he's a free spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Noah is very much a free spirit. He... Plane.
Plane.
There's a plane going over. I have the window open still. That was pretty cool. And I wrote down, Allie says, "What if a car comes?" And he says, "We die."
It's...
In a way. I'm itching my face. I'm not crying. It's... Very representative of the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. Because they're both lying down together.
Mm-hmm.
And in that instance, the car came.
The car came.
The car came.
The car of death.
The car of death. Dancing with Allie in the street, which I think was like also like right after that.
It was in the same...
Same scene.
Yeah.
Writing Allie 365 letters. Wow.
Devotion.
I couldn't even write Lauren more than 2 letters.
No, you wrote me hardly any letters ever when I would send you cards.
I also had to, like, go to the post office, and it was a pain in the ass.
You poor thing.
Yeah.
So did he.
So did he, though. Yeah.
If you wanted to, you would
I'm
have.
So glad you haven't watched this movie before, like, we started dating. I'd have a lot of expectations. He rebuilt the house for Allie, and he remembered what she wanted.
Yes.
She described what she wanted when they were in the house, the old house together.
Mm-hmm.
And he remembered all that time.
Yeah, white with blue shutters and the room on the river.
The painting room on the river.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool. I also added that it was pretty base for him to get drunk for 10 days after building the house and contemplated burning it down.
Yeah.
That was...
And then he had it for sale, but then he didn't sell it to anyone.
Yep, that was cool. I almost shot a guy for asking too much for the house, which I thought was really
funny. Also, just the price that they were saying for the house, how they wanted to buy for $50,000.
Yeah.
Shit. God, I'll buy that house.
Yeah, I'll buy that house. When Allie came over and he put flowers on her pillow that led to the painting room.
Oh.
She painted naked in the morning?
No, he had the flowers in the note, but then there was arrows on the floor.
Oh, arrows. Arrows, yeah.
Yeah.
He was,
That means he sat there and he cut out all of those all arrows.
Well, he probably just, you know, did all the paper at once and, like, cut, you know.
No, they all look different.
They all look different? Oh, well, wow.
I mean, it was probably still, like, just folding the piece of paper in half and stuff, but they all were different.
Cool. He was, the trendsetter for modern games.
Modern games?
Yeah, like, where they show you where to go.
Wow.
Or like GPS. He created GPS.
Yeah, he actually invented GPS.
Yeah. And then she painted naked all morning.
And then her mom showed up.
And her mom showed up. Wow, lots of passion in this movie. And then I wrote down that he cured dementia with love. But he didn't really cure dementia. He just kind of broke through it.
Yeah.
I don't know how medically possible any of that was.
But I mean, there are moments with people with dementia where they come back.
I think, like, if you... It's more or less, like, a therapy sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of like, hey, you wrote this, so you probably will think it's familiar, and then, like, that just goes away.
Mm-hmm.
That was the sad part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it does... I think it is true that there are triggers that can bring people out of, like, the dementia fog, but it's also, like... Just like how the doctor said, it's degenerative. It's going to get worse.
Yeah.
There's no cure.
Yeah.
There's nothing that can make it better. It happens because our brains get old and they die.
Mm-hmm. Which is a shame. But, you know, hopefully, you know, in years to come... What?
On your shirt.
Oh, yeah, I got some ketchup on my shirt.
Oh.
In years to come, I mean, maybe it'll make a breakthrough. Who knows?
I hope it happens before we get old.
It probably will. Let's be real. I mean, I feel like they're already kind of doing stuff dementia-wise with older, notable people.
Probably.
Not Biden. Maybe Biden. I don't know. I feel like it's one of those things that we will see a cure of in our lifetimes. But
what do you
again,
think the cure could even be?
I don't know. Neuralink.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh no! What if they start running it like that? Like, oh yeah, this will also cure dementia. It'll pump your memories back into your brain.
No,
that's just the control stuff with your brain, which isn't really helpful. I mean, you can control stuff with your brain already.
Yeah, my farts.
Yeah, everything I do is controlled by my brain. I just blinked.
You winked.
I winked. I just said the wrong thing. That was all my brain. Anyway, Lauren, would you say this is a good screen?
I'd say it's a good screen, but bring a box of tissues.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good screen. Definitely an iconic movie. I think this movie, even back when it came out, it was like super popular, and you knew it was going to be like a classic of all time. I think this movie will be like
the love story.
The love story, especially as my generation gets older, because like we kind of grew up around this movie.
Yeah.
And your generation too. I mean, you're not too far. No, Russell,
I was 4 when this movie came out.
Well, yeah, but like it was on TV by the time.
Well, yeah, it was on like ABC Family, I guess.
So, yeah, the thousandsers. Even though I was born in 93, I consider myself a thousandser. The Otzers.
Yeah.
This is like their movie. This is their Gone with the Wind. Mm. Or whatever.
Wow.
But yeah, very good movie. And I'm very glad we watched it again. Even though we tend to keep this segment for movies that we both haven't watched.
Yeah.
It was nice to do one that we watched together.
Well, it's also like you hadn't seen it since you didn't understand it.
I understood it, but I didn't realize, like, the gravity of the situation.
Yeah, and I'd only seen bits and pieces of just the middle, really.
Yeah, I also know a lot more about dementia now, so, like...
Yes, yeah. We're adults now.
We're adults
now. We understand.
I don't know anyone with dementia.
Yet.
Yet. Thank God, whatever.
My great-granddad had dementia.
Yeah, pretty rough.
The last couple of years before he died, didn't remember my brother or I. That was hard.
Well,
or he'd call me Stacy. Which is my mom's name.
Yeah, Stacey, that's tough. It's tough to be around. But either way.
And he was also a World War II vet.
Oh, what happened back then?
A draft?
No, I mean, like, why did everyone get dementia?
It just happens to a lot of people.
It just happens, yeah. Okay, well, wow. What a movie. Let's go ahead and talk about our screenless shout-out. But before we do that.
Yeah?
Hold on.
Before we do that, let's have a minute of silence.
Let's have a minute of silence. Screenless shoutouts. I'd like to address something as my screenless shoutout first before we talk about what we did last weekend, basically.
Okay.
Last Friday, 2 Fridays ago at this point, almost 3 Fridays by the time we get around to this podcast coming out, I went on the app Threads.
Yeah.
And this guy... on my For You page, I just saw, like, definitely, like, not the, you know, nicest thing, but, this guy posted, like, a post of all these things he was doing at once in his Apple Vision Pro, which I'm not a big fan of, and I still am not really a big fan of, let's be real, and I was like, okay, well, how miserable that looks, like, that, I don't like that. And he was like, you know, why do you think that? And stuff like that. And I was like, well, I mean, you need a reality check, dude. Like, the world is around you. Stuff like that. And then, like, typical, like, Twitter argument I thought it was going to be. And then he pulled, like, a 180.
Yeah.
He was like, he responded, like, more like mixed reality check. Today, I'm listening to your Dune 2 podcast. He went into my page, saw our podcast, and he was like, today, I'm listening to your Dune 2 podcast. Enjoyed it a lot, and you have a nice, soothing voice, both of you have. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on the movie. It is a good screen to have on my Vision Pro. He totally... I've never been owned this hard on the internet, and, like, in such a nice way, and I felt
and
like...
he's such a nice guy.
I felt like such an asshole after this.
You kind of, like, were being an ass.
I was being an ass, and... I just decided to stop using Threads while I was at work.
Yeah.
Because, like, I guess I'm in a bad mood when I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he... And then he posted a picture of, like, our podcast in the little, like, Vision
on his
Pro.
Apple Vision thing?
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, and I felt like such a dick. I subscribed to him on... And, oh, yeah, and then I was like, who is this guy? And he's a YouTuber.
Yeah.
He does, like, Mac-adjacent or Apple stuff on YouTube. So, like, I am a fan of Apple... I have an iPhone, I have an iPad, I have, you know, everything.
Yeah.
Not everything, but, like, I have
the works. We have a lot of Apple products.
Yeah, and they all work very well. I just don't, I don't like the Vision Pro, but, like, whatever. He looks like he's enjoying it, let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
He also liked Pearl Jam, and, I mean, Pearl Jam's pretty cool. He was listening to Pearl Jam, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Was it the Pearl Jam album that came with iTunes that one year?
No, you're thinking of U2. But, yeah, very nice guy. On Threads, he's A Fondo. A.Y. Fondo. I think his YouTube channel is different. I'll link it in the... He has, like, 500,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Whoa.
So, like, it's not like I need to link his YouTube channel on our podcast or anything. But,
yeah.
Like, Oh my gosh, the YouTube videos like are produced very well.
Really?
Yeah, very very interesting like way he produces his videos, and he edits them in his Vision Pro. Oh, whatever, wow. Dude. You know what? You're my screenless shout out this week. Even though this is all about like your Vision Pro, which is a screen, he's my screenless shout out.
That's awesome. A
Fondo. I think. Hold on, let me double check what his. Let me see. I don't have Threads on here anymore, so I can't check. But A Fondo on Threads is my screenless shout out. Seems like a nice guy. Enjoy your Vision Pro and your fine woven cases you're getting on like half off on Amazon, which is the thing I see him posting about all the time. I haven't communicated with him since then, but we resolved it. I said I feel like an ass, and like I subscribe to your channel, basically.
That's very nice of you.
It was very nice of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What's your screenless shout out, Lauren?
My screenless shout out is the weekend we had last weekend.
Okay.
We spent 24 hours in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much exactly.
Yeah.
And we saw a professional women's hockey league game, and it was incredible.
It was awesome.
It was so much fun.
Yeah. It was very funny to see a game, any sports game, of two cities that weren't the city that you were watching it in.
Yeah.
And
there were
also
there was a lot of people. It was nearly sold out.
Yeah.
I remember when we first sat down, and it was like the first period was starting. We were like, it's like half full maybe.
Yeah.
But no.
It got full.
It got full.
Yeah.
And I also accidentally got us incredible seats.
Yeah.
Like in our own private like lounge.
We were in
the
Captain Morgan Lounge.
Yeah, we were at the Captain Morgan Lounge at the PPG Arena.
We could have just sat up at the bar the whole time.
We could have. I liked where we were sitting though.
Yeah. We are not Pittsburghians.
No.
Pittsburghers?
Pittsburghites.
No, I don't like that one.
Pittsburghers?
Pittsburghers, probably.
That's good.
We are closer to Philliers.
Yeah.
But also, I don't...
We're Philadelphians.
I'm not really, like, a Philadelphia guy myself. Like, sports teams, whatever, you know, I'm close
sports
to it.
Sports teams, yeah.
But Pittsburgh, like, you could tell, like, very... Compared to Philly, very quiet city, first of all.
Yeah,
and it was St. Patrick's Day.
It was St. Patrick's Day weekend, which we didn't realize when we first got there.
Yeah.
But apparently, according to our friend Will Party, a lot of people from the area were down in D.C. that weekend.
Yeah, there was a basketball game.
Well, and just a lot of, like, Pitt students were down there, he saw, for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean there wasn't anything going on in Pittsburgh, but it was just going on the other side of the river.
Yeah, yeah, and we only stayed in the downtown. Well, again, we were only there for 24 hours, but I really did like it.
You know what's funny? I did see I was scrolling on Reddit the other day, and I did have this one thing, like, recommended to me, like, this post about, on the Pittsburgh page, on r/Pittsburgh, it was recommended to me about somebody asking about if Pittsburgh really is a sleepy city, and somebody said that Pittsburgh is closed during the winter, and that, like, March through, like, October is peak Pittsburgh season.
Okay.
For people, like, be out and about.
Yeah.
But I guess the winter is just sleepy.
It's sleepy because it's surrounded by rivers and they probably get a lot of snow.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, very, very cool city. Lauren is a Penguins fan now.
And I've never once seen a Penguins game. I am very much a person of the moment. And
she
in that moment, we were at PPG Arena and I got an iceberg plushie.
Yeah, you did. And a hat.
And a hat.
Yep.
Sue me. You know, and some stickers for my journal, which I still need to write in.
It is a fun town for sports. And, like, I didn't even realize
Oh, my gosh,
that,
yeah. You could walk to the three different huge football, baseball, and hockey, and they're all a 20-minute walk from each other.
About a half-hour
walk.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you can't help but, like, admire Pittsburgh sports fans because, they have a good town for sports.
Yeah.
Like,
there's a lot of sports going on there.
Yeah. Or not admire, but like be, well, maybe admire, but like be jealous of.
Yeah.
Like if I go to Philly, like I got to pay like $100.
Yeah.
But I also get to see the Phillies, which usually are better than the Pirates.
We are going to see the Phillies in a couple weeks. We're seeing both of them.
Yeah. We're seeing a poop game.
Poop game.
That's when the score at the beginning of the game is. On the TV, it shows P for Philadelphia, 0, and then 0, and then a P for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It spells out
Poop.
Poop.
Yeah. Everybody loves poop game.
So we're going to go see that. But and Will was cautious because he was like, which side are you rooting on? Because he knew you were a Penguins fan. You should wear your
No, Russell, hat. I do not want to get the shit beat out of me.
I feel like I wore my Phillies hat in Pittsburgh and nobody said anything, but I feel like if the opposite happened in like especially during a game in Philadelphia, you'd get heckled.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get something thrown at you.
Philadelphia sports fans are different. Pittsburgh sports fans are just happy their city still has sports. But they have Russell Wilson.
And I know they do have Russell Wilson now. That's going to bring a lot of commerce.
Yeah.
A lot of people going to Pittsburgh
this year. Mr. Unlimited is in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I sent Will, like, we saw the stadium for the football stadium for the Steelers. And
yeah.
I sent Will a photo of it and I said, this is the house that Russ renovates.
And he's going to make this house a home. He's like,
shut the fuck up. but yeah, Pittsburgh and the hockey game, especially the hockey game, was very cool.
Yeah, the hockey game was a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. If we lived closer to Pittsburgh, I'd go there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
I guess the only other thing I can think of to shout out is tomorrow, so that'd be the 25th.
You're changing to your new department.
Yeah, I'm moving to a different department at work. Today is my last day working at where I've been for a little over a year now.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
I feel eager to start.
Do you think they'll throw a party for you today?
No.
No?
They'll throw a party tomorrow when I'm gone.
You don't think there'll be anything today?
I don't even think the girls realize.
The girls don't know?
No. I mean, they know that I'm leaving, but I don't think they realize today is my last day.
Wow. Okay.
Only a couple of them...
will care.
Will care.
Mm. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I feel like I had another screenless shout-out, but whatever.
Yeah.
Pretty loaded episode.
Yeah, we got a lot.
We got a lot in.
Very dense.
Okay, cool. If you enjoyed the episode, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you can help out. You can also just tell your friends about it.
Mm-hmm.
That might be good, too.
Yeah, tell your friends.
Start telling people that.
Share this episode with one of your friends.
Share this episode with one of your friends and be like, isn't this guy's voice so silly?
Doesn't she sound like she's 12?
Doesn't she? Yeah. you can also follow us on social media. We are a Meta social media podcast. So we are on Threads and Instagram. And you can and YouTube as well. And it's all at GoodScreenPod.
Mm-hmm.
And you can email us at goodscreenpod@gmail.com. I feel like we should have a website and just throw everything on the website and be like, go to our website.
Make a website.
Yep, I'll do that. I'll do that someday. Maybe for our season 3 premiere, we will have a website out with all of our backlog on it.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I don't like our platform, RSS, that much.
We should start a Tumblr blog.
Post everything on there. See, I tried to do that, but like, I don't really like Tumblr. Maybe I'll... There's this like... semi-open source, like, I don't know, open source is the right word, but like independent blogging site called Pika that's out right now.
Never heard of it.
It's pretty new. I think it's called Pika. Maybe I'll post on there. But yeah. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Next week, what do you want to do next week? Goofy movie?
We need to make another wheel.
We've been talking about this for a month. Yeah. Off the top of your head, what do you want to watch?
Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko? The one that we kept getting on the wheel?
Yeah.
Okay, we can watch Donnie Darko next week. That'll be crazy.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So, yeah, again, thank you everyone for listening. Subscribe to A Fondo on YouTube if you like Mac stuff.
Okay.
And that's it. And Wawa has pizza. Bye-bye.
Bye.